What about adverse events? Well, here is where drugs are different and they have different personalities. For the sake of ease of comparison, I created this heat map. Red means number needed to harm value is less than 10 and relatively high risk for encountering that particular problem. Yellow is an intermediate risk for a number needed to harm between 10 and 19. Usually okay, you don't see it that often, but it can come up from time to time. Number needed to harm values of 20 or greater usually represents a lower risk, and I'm pretty confident it's not going to happen on my watch that day, but it could, I guess. But the reds will happen every day. So what are the reds? Lansoprim-fluoxetine combination and Wakine, as you would surmise, have a number needed to harm value of 6 when comparing OFC with placebo, which means for every 6 people randomized to OFC versus placebo, you would encounter one additional patient who has gained at least 7% of their initial body weight. If you look at the number needed to treat for response or remission, it's about the same. So you can say you'll encounter weight gain just as often as you'll encounter response or remission. Not a good thing if that person is really concerned about weight gain and you're worried about it. Somnolence is the big Achilles heel for quetiapine. Works reasonably well, but the number needed to harm is 3. 3. For every 3 patients randomized to quetiapine versus placebo, you would expect to encounter one additional patient with a complaint of somnolence. And if this is persistent and impairs day-to-day functioning, it's a no-go. You'll actually encounter somnolence more often than response or remission just by looking at the absolute value of number needed to harm compared with the number needed to treat values for response or remission. All those other numbers represent yellows and greens. I'm not that terribly worried about them. Bottom line, it looks like lurasidone and cariprazine are well tolerated. And as such, more likely than not, patients are going to adhere to something that's well tolerated. And if it works for them in relieving their symptoms, then it's a winner for them.